This is only a game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Despite a fast start, long-shot Florida Gulf Coast University could not pull off their third upset in the men's NCAA tournament on Friday night. At the Cask and Flagon Pub in Boston, a handful of FGCU alumni watched as their team fell 62-50 to number 3 seed Florida. An alum named Matt expressed his appreciation for what the FGCU Eagles had accomplished.
Well, it was a hell of a stretch by the team. They put up a heck of a fight. You know, anything past that opening tip was a win for us, and, you know, as they say, every Cinderella, midnight comes.
Perhaps you were already familiar with 15-seed Florida Gulf Coast University before they knocked off number 2-seed Georgetown and then number 7-seed San Diego State. But probably not. The university has only existed since 1997. Dr. James Brock has been teaching 20th century British and American literature at FGCU since a year after they opened the doors, and he joins me now. Dr. Brock, welcome to Only a Game.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Have the students, faculty, cafeteria workers, lifeguards, and everybody else at Florida Gulf Coast been walking around with painted faces and basketball-inspired smiles?
Oh, absolutely. From Monday on, you see people laughing. Everyone's wearing FGCU gear. FGCU is a bright, sunny, happy place anyway. You can't be anything but that because of the weather, but it's been a great week of validation for all of us, and so it's been a very happy time.
Do you think the perception of the university outside the campus has also changed now that everybody following the tournament, that is to say many millions of people, all of them with busted brackets, now know that there is such a place as Florida Gulf Coast University?
On my Facebook, with status updates, I am continually reminded of all of that, and it's something that kind of cuts two different ways. On one hand, you're not interviewing me about my newest play being produced by Gosper Theater Company. You're not talking about my colleagues' great accomplishments with the National Institutes of Health, but our basketball team, and it's going to be a transformative thing for my university.
You taught at several other colleges and universities before joining the faculty at Florida Gulf Coast in 1998, and I understand that at one of those schools you learned something about what it's like to be on a campus that was home to a pretty good men's basketball team.
Exactly so. I'm an alumni of Indiana University, and when I was a graduate student there in 1987, we won the National Men's Championship in basketball with Bob Knight. And what was different about it was IU had a great tradition, great basketball coach. We were expected to at least get to the Final Four. At FGCU, this has just come so far out of the blue. To have a team that has done so well in the tournament has just been something really amazing, and this goes all the way to the coach. He's only making almost twice as much as what an English professor is making at the University of Florida. That basketball coach is making about 30 times more than what I'm making. So it's a different kind of culture here. There's something kind of pure and uncomplicated about it that we're also celebrating.
Are you worried at all that that culture will change?
Not really. I mean, it's still going to be, I think, a place that the academic programs are secure. And I'm sure this is going to enhance our application, especially from outside of the area. I think when people look further into the school, they'll see there's some really good things that are going on here beyond the basketball team, beyond the beaches.
Dr. James Brock teaches 20th century British and American literature at Florida Gulf Coast University. Dr. Brock, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me on, Bill. It's been a delight.